KU Cancer Center now has a National Cancer Institute designation. The news first leaked 2 weeks ago when Senator Pat Roberts posted a note about it on Facebook. But as KCUR's Alana Gordon reports, the efforts have been nearly a decade in the making.
Over the last 7 years, KU leaders have raised more than $300 million in public and private funds, built labs and treatment centers, and hired scientists. Speaking at a gathering at KU Med Center yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius formally announced the efforts had paid off.
Nearly every new cancer drug brought to market in the past decade has been based on research conducted at one of these centers. And that the University of Kansas Medical Center is now joining this select group is a tribute to the first-class work that all of you do.
There are 66 other designated cancer centers around the country. KU leaders say the next step is to become a comprehensive cancer center, which would mean greater capacity for outreach and education efforts. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.